Hi. Today for Gore's Question Time, I'm being joined by Rob Van Lane, who is Chief Innovation Officer at DSM. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very good. Thanks very much. Thank you very much for joining us and giving us some insights into DSM, who I've known for quite a number of years and really admire the strategy and change you've gone through. I'd really appreciate it if you could give us some insights into a brief description of how DSM has transformed itself from, you know, as I think it used to be called Dutch State Mines, to now really a global biomaterials business. Can you give us insights into that, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, indeed, the DSM stood for Dutch State Mines, but we have left that already a long time ago, of course. We started as a coal mining business, but we have transformed ourselves in several steps through commodity chemicals and plastics into really an innovation-driven specialty company, and we call ourselves now a life science and material science company. And yeah, the direction is more into science sophistication, knowledge intensity, and therefore more value added.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, sustainability has really become a central thing. So it is not only a responsibility, but it is also a business driver. And then I think lately, heavily focusing on the bio-based economy, which you could say is sort of closing the circle from the black energy industry that we used to be into the green energy we are looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And can you give us a bit of a description in this CIO and Chief Innovation Officer role that you do, and really its importance in determining that change in strategy and how the business is reorganizing?
Yeah. Well, you could say invented this role, although I think some companies were having this role before us, but about 6 years ago. And I have two roles. I have two types of roles. One is that I am supposed to accelerate the innovation process in the total company, and that is happening through the increasing the skills of the people everywhere in the company. And we have an innovation community network where we share best practices and we actively teach people and encourage them to reach out for support from mm-hmm. Internal groups. And in addition, I'm leading, you could say, the renewal of the company by setting up new business ventures outside of the core business that we have today, so the current business groups.
Okay, so that's the purpose of what you're trying to do in transform the business. What's the process, and what are the departments that you're doing that are responsible for putting that into action?
Yeah. Now, we have a so-called innovation center, and that innovation center has two parts. So one part is the enablers that are there to accelerate the speed of innovation, and the other part is the new business development side. Now, that new business development side has an incubator that is supposed to incubate new ideas, do feasibility studies, and so on, and figure out whether there is sufficient potential for growth platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And those should be really substantial. And if we have come to the conclusion that they could be very substantial, we try to promote them into something that we call emerging business areas. And you can see that as a sort of an internal startup company. They have the air cover that is needed to be agile as a young company, but that is, of course, the benefit of a large company, that you can protect them, and you have the big corporate benefits as well.
And how do you deal with maybe some failures or the learnings and that from those ones that maybe don't make it all the way?
Yeah, as it was an experiment 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, of course, some experiments fail, and you could say that two of the emerging business areas that we started did not live up to the promise that we thought they had in the beginning. The main reason was, I think, that we did not incubate them. We just stepped head over heels into wonderful ideas, and we burnt a lot of money.
Okay.
I think one of the learnings is that incubation may take a long time, but it is time well spent, because you can better gauge whether the market is ready for the wonderful ideas that we have. And I think you have to go through several cycles of trying and several feasibilities before you have really created a new venture. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sometimes you have a platform, but sometimes you only have a project, and a project is in general never big enough to justify a complete internal new venture.
Okay, okay. And then how do you accelerate those innovations then in the company?
Yeah, well, we have an innovation program office that you could see as a sort of an internal consultancy where all the best practices have been gathered and where they are available for everybody. And we will help people accelerate their projects by use of those best practices.
Mm-hmm.
We have a top 50 in DSM that we follow, and almost all of them make use of those services. Then next to that, we have a corporate venture capital group that invests in fitting startup companies. So there we have a venture support group, as we call it, from the business that works together with our investment managers, and they collectively go through the deal flow to see what companies would be interesting to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And next to that, we have a licensing group, which supports the businesses in two ways. One is to make deals not only on products, but these days, like I said, we become more and more knowledge intensive. We do not only sell products, but we sell knowledge. And of course, to be rewarded for that, you need probably next to selling a product, a licensing deal or something like that in order to capture the value.
Okay, yeah.
The other side of the licensing group is that they help the businesses to get new technology in into their pipelines in order to speed up the process of innovation. Yeah, and then finally we have the chief technology officer within this group. He is managing the really very widespread competence areas of our company. And he has created a very well-structured science network of all our R&D organizations. And he is managing our corporate research program, which should close the gaps between the competences that we have in-house and the ones we need to achieve our strategic goals.
Good, good. Yeah, so I can see there you've come at that very much from the emerging business areas and coming from a business perspective, and then the technology is the supporting role in that for that. Great. So we see in many businesses and the organizations within our innovation and venturing network some very efficient venturing and new business units, but they're not necessarily that effective in driving those changes into the main business. Can you give us some insights in how you ensure that's effective within DSM to support that transformation?
Yeah, I think we also started with the venturing, and now I'm talking about the investment in new startup companies,
mm-hmm.
as sort of a window to the world exercise. And in the end, we have now, like I said, started to work with venture support groups where we focus on investments that are directly aligned with our business strategy. So that mm-hmm. teams consist of four or five people from a business that really know that business intimately. Together with our investment managers, they check the deal flow, and we see if it makes sense to invest in a startup. And usually, we only do it when it also leads to a joint development agreement between that business and the startup company. So you have the benefits of the investment and potentially the takeover, but you also have immediately a technology development agreement with that company. And I think in that respect it is a very good tool. And even if we do not make the investment,
mm-hmm.
we have more than 50 collaborations that resulted from this venturing exercise without having a direct investment. Now, and the other part that some people also call venturing, and that is the internal venturing, so that you could call that new business development or startup companies within the company.
Yeah.
There, I think the role of our innovation center is very important to provide them support long enough to be able to reach a certain critical size. And of course, the selection depends very much on the corporate strategy and the commitment of our managing board. But we have at least during that first experiment that lasted 5 years, say from 2006 to 2010, gained enough credibility to continue the experiment for another 5 years. And I think after those 10 years, then we will have shown that this protective environment will actually lead to at least two substantially new growing business and new pillars under the DSM business in the future.
Okay, good. And so you've got your next five-year plan, but you know, within the current market conditions, making the case for innovation is difficult in many organizations. How are you continuing that within DSM?
Yeah. I think it's indeed very hard these days. I would say it is helping to continue to focus on innovation. We call that staying the course. It was also the title of our annual report, in which basically it is an illustration of how we go about it, like a sailboat in stormy weather. We keep the intended destination in mind, and we follow the course. That is clearly what our managing board supports, maybe somewhat unusual, but it has helped us even overachieve our innovation targets for 2010, despite the economic crisis that started at the end of 2008. And I think the main reason is that our customers wanted to distinguish themselves through the new offerings. And we were the ones being able to provide them with those new innovations. So I think it does make sense to continue to invest in innovation, even though the economic climate isn't great.
Good. And so, Rob, outside work, when you're not creating these new businesses and looking at interesting new technologies, what are you doing to relax on that there? What do you spend your leisure time with?
Well, I very much like to travel. I just returned from a trip to Morocco. I'm also very interested in art. I used to play a lot of sports, by the way. I played volleyball in the Dutch Premier League and played a couple of times in the national team. Yeah. But now I play golf a lot. That's also what I did in Morocco. And it's maybe also interesting to say I love to watch sports, and at DSM we have an extensive sports and innovation program. We support the Dutch Olympic team. And also the coming Olympics, we will introduce a couple of very interesting innovations. So you will see me in London.
We'll be interested to see those in London, yes.
Definitely.
Very good, Rob. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you giving insights. As I said, I've admired DSM for years, and the case study of DSM was a chapter in the book Open Innovation in Action, which I wrote a number of years ago, and it's great to get your insights and updates on that. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and see you next time.
Thank you.